now with McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Three up, one to go. If you're the Rockets, lots to talk about. Nick is celebrating in the production studio. By now, you should have figured it out. It's The Usual Suspects, all of us present and accounted for, which means your life is better. And our day should be brighter.
Are we telling them their life is better because of us?
Absolutely. And we get that kind of backing on Twitter. So, yes, I believe that. Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize we did. That's great. I
intentionally wore a dad hat for those of you viewing us on the stream.
For all your haters.
Yep.
Joel, you're going to be the new Michael Blackson of sports radio. All your haters are showing up. Yep. And you're going to put
bring
them to shame.
It. Fine.
We should do that. We should do like Michael Blackson does.
I appreciate you busting the balls of the guy that put his picture with his daughter on his shoulders, hoping we wouldn't be so mean on him because he was banging on me. And
I told him he looked like he eats mayonnaise out of the jar. Now, if you missed it Friday, I was roasting people. You had your chance.
Oh, they're still going to have another chance. I guarantee you.
Yeah, I'll still roast you. If you want to send me your picture, I'll roast you. At Barry is Funny on Twitter. But yeah, that was fun. That was good times. Seeing all of our ugly listeners. We have smart listeners, not handsome.
A lot of them.
Not handsome. Definitely didn't get a picture from anybody handsome.
I just really wish it was Joel who left the bubble gum on the broadcast desk. So I can pick on you for 3 hours.
Can I go AJ for a moment?
Yeah.
I need to be a diva for a second. Where's my chair? My blue chair. Where's the blue chair?
You had a blue chair?
This is... I can't function. Yeah, there's usually
the
a blue chair here.
Thing
it feels
is,
weird.
Is that the chairs, even in the production studio that we meet in, only had your stool in there today, Nick. Nothing else.
You pooped
so,
on
like,
there?
Everybody is like just... Tyler is the biggest culprit of this. Tyler just comes in during our show while we're on the air and just starts sniffing chairs and
I
walking out
I always had
the
wackest ass chair. Look. I got holes in my chair, okay?
Yeah, that's a good looking chair. That's perfect for you.
That is an ugly chair.
If there was some kind of an open wound oozing from that thing, that would be better for you. But in the meantime, that's still pretty good.
Joel tried to push up your stool.
I know that's not what happened.
Might have.
No.
Might not.
but we've got this caper going on where whoever works weekends, you're an a-hole.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
First of all, anyone that works weekends, you just don't trust those people.
Man, I worked weekends for years, so don't
bro, that's
that
how
was
I got
directed
my start.
At you.
Yeah, no, that was directed at me, guys. I did 4 years on Sundays.
You I worked
totally
for the Rockets. I did 8 days a week.
I did miss that joke. Went right past me. Sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Not everybody's in joke mode, though.
Yeah, well.
Like that one stand-up comedian that got in trouble for wishing...
Draymond Green.
To get shot in the head.
Yep.
You know Andrew Polk? Do you know who he is?
No.
Yeah, he got in some trouble.
He wished Draymond Green would get shot in the head.
Yep. Yeah, he tried to be I put it on the rundown. He wanted to be edgy with the joke, and it wasn't taken so well.
He activated his Twitter account and everything
for a while. Yeah,
God, these comedians are so stupid.
Activated.
I was like, typical a hole comedian.
Here's a list of people that are stupid: people that work weekends and comedians. Who's putting gum on the desk? I thought when Jong sent the email that he meant they were putting it under the desk.
Nope.
They put it on top of the desk. At least I put the gum under my chair like an adult.
That's why you're looking for your chair, so that you can't get in trouble. You can scrape
That's
it off
right.
in time.
I can put it, yeah. I mean, like, who's leaving gum on a desk? That is ridiculous. If you work weekends here and you can hear this, you're an a-hole and we all hate you. I want you to know that. Was it the car guys? I bet it was the car guys.
No, but I don't think it's the car guys.
We now have cameras. You should be able to see everything because, quite
not
frankly,
rolling all the time,
those
though,
cameras
they?
Bailed me out because the a-hole that was telling me that I put my gum on my notebook too daintily then basically verified that I don't put gum under the counter. And I also only chew one flavor of gum, and it is a it's watermelon, so it's a red-based gum. This was, and then Raheel discovers it. He tweets it. He's talking about it. He started the whole thing that, so that Jong had to send an email. And I look down as we're getting ready for the show, and I'm like, well, could you, is that the gum? Raheel goes, well, I'm not touching it.
So he left it.
So he left it. So I threw it out.
I feel like if you saw the gum and you left the gum, you're part of the problem.
Clean it up.
Yeah.
That's why Fred has such an issue. But then to try and blame me, but then Fred goes, well, it wasn't there on Friday. I go, boom, and you do the show after us. So it obviously wasn't me.
It was Fred. I think we've just cracked the case. It was Fred. No doubt.
Based on the pictures, it didn't look like gum. And then it could have been a lot of hands on deck, if you know what I mean.
Fred's missing a lot of teeth. So was it partially chewed?
Fred is missing a lot of teeth.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to mess with Fred. I'm just picking off everybody. After AJ threw me under the bus with the Aflac.
That was like he was behind your lap. That was pretty classic. You might want to tell people about that.
No, I'm not going to disparage any of that on air. I won't tell the story. They could ask me at the next Super Bowl party.
Okay.
15 years from now.
I got to tell you this.
Wait, I want to go back real quick to your gum choice.
Yeah.
What is it?
Trident watermelon.
Trident watermelon. Do you have a specific gum choice, Nick?
No, not really. I just like anything that kills bad breath. I got stank breath.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have a tonsil stone?
I do not.
Do you have
that
a bad
would be you, sir.
Do you have a bad tooth?
No, I just like spearmint.
You just have halitosis? I mean, you're saying you got bad breath.
You're the one with the tonsil stone, sir.
Do you eat ass?
I got them too.
Do you eat ass?
Right. Yeah. About that. So y'all are the ones with stink ass breath.
I'm not going to deny it, but that's why I chew gum.
I don't have stink breath because I floss and brush.
I floss and brush.
Well, you might need
brush your tongue.
Like again, I'll ask: do you eat ass? Because that might be the problem. just remember, what's the rule? If you eat butt, wear goggles. You don't want to get pink eye. Exactly. That's the rule. But have you tried Juicy Fruit Starburst Strawberry?
Nope.
So good.
Used to love me some Juicy Fruit, but I haven't had the Starburst Strawberry.
It peters out of flavor in like 30 seconds.
No, it does. The original does.
No,
yes, it does.
No, guys, I'm going to go get some from the truck at the break.
But you're talking about the Starburst.
We're talking about original Juicy Fruit.
I'm talking about the Strawberry Starburst Juicy Fruit Gum. It's amazing. Trust me, on road trips, I time how up. I'm like, oh, that's a 3-stick drive. It takes 3 sticks of gum. That's a 5-hour drive. Like, it's good. You've got to try it. Step outside your comfort zone. And I want to try the Trident watermelon.
I got it in the car. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to swap gum.
But why do people always, it's like with Coke
Pre-chewed
or Pepsi.
Swap
why
gum.
Do people have to try and like reinvent what's working? Like to try new Coke and then try this Coke and that Coke. Stop doing it. Tried it. I was perfectly fine with the size of the pack and the size of the gum pieces and everything else. And about 6 months ago, they just decided they were going to do a new and improved version. And it sucks.
Well, they put them in these cylinders now, and now it's like $3 for gum instead of like $1 because those cylinder ones have like way many more pieces. So
this is less pieces. They did something where the flavor's not as good. I was like, there was nothing. It wasn't broken. Just leave it alone. Stop screwing with what works.
See, now you sound
get
like
off
a dad.
My lawn.
You sound like a dad right now.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
And I have no internet.
Turn your music down when you drive by my house.
Now, let me get this in for you guys, because I was sitting there, I was walking the dogs this morning, and I'm thinking, so what would we have that would be a good story from the weekend in our first segment for the quote-unquote foreplay? And I'm going, well, it's interesting, because Barry and I always talk about the fact that in our neighborhood communities, we have these Facebook pages.
Which are horrible.
Yes,
and
they
hilarious.
Are. But because we were dealing with surgeries with our dogs last week and everything like that, Lisa and I, Saturday morning, had to go to the vet early, and we had to take 2 cars, because all of our dogs also had to go in for grooming and bath, all this other stuff. Well, she said, hey, did you see that it happened again? And I go, no, what? And she's like, another car? And I'm like, another? So I go on the Facebook page. There is a portion in Sugarland. It's an obvious 3-way stop, right? So you're going straight on Westcott, and you get to a point, Nick, you probably know it. It's over by the Indian Temple, but you get to a point where you either have to go left.
Was that racist?
Or right. No, it's correct.
People listening are going to think that was otherwise, racist. But it's all good.
It shouldn't be. They know exactly where it is. It's behind the Indian Temple.
It's a massive Indian Temple. Indian Temple.
It's huge. It's huge.
It costs like $several million.
And I don't know what that other street is. I think it's Chatham. But I know that Westcott dead ends into it. You have to go left or right. There's plenty of street lights. And because you can't go straight, it's a little hill that goes down, and then there's a big pond with a fountain and ducks and things like that, right? Second time now in 6 months, some yahoo not only blew the stop sign, but didn't think that that was only three ways, thought there was a road going through there, and they ended up with full video pulling like a very late model Jeep Cherokee, towing it out from being completely submerged. They go, oh, but the good thing is the lady was okay.
What?
We think she was texting or wasn't paying attention.
Women drivers.
But she went smack dab off the road, down the hill, and drove that bad boy completely submerged underwater.
Oh, my.
Twice now in 6 months, someone has done that.
That's not good.
I understand.
They need to put up a barrier.
Yep, they're going to have to.
I understand if the kids are on, like, in a bender, and they stopped at Whataburger, and they're yahooing around in the car, and the next thing you know, boom, they didn't see that coming. But even if you're just texting, the fact that you can't tell that there is not a road, and there is a curb, and oh, by the way, it looks very dark, and you could drop straight down, and they've now gone fishing for two cars in 6 months.
By the way, I just noticed we're both wearing blue shirts on the stream. John Parker said, this is the worst Blue Man Group show I've ever seen.
That's funny. At least I got it better than the guy who thought my headphones were pink.
No, and then two more things. One, Laura Beaver said, Barry, I think I know where your blue chair is. What?
What, she said that on the stream? Why does she
have it? On the stream, I don't know if she has it or she knows.
All kinds of participants on the live stream now.
And then Michael Vayner told me, Barry, don't do your arms like that. They jiggle. Oh, hello, Pot. Nice to meet you. I'm Kettle. Man.
Send picture, please.
Yeah. I know you did. We have rules. Bro, you're going to talk about my arms jiggling. Really?
You got a picture?
Man, kiss my ass, Michael.
You know who sent it?
Who?
That you're talking about?
Yeah. Get me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, kiss my ass, Michael.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He did the weight loss challenge just so he could get out of the obese category.
Damn, Joel.
And he's going to hammer on you?
Yeah, I talk about my arms jiggle.
Come on, man.
Man, I was so, you know what? I was feeling good, too. I'm down to 193.
Congrats.
Yeah. I was 198 when the weight loss challenge started. I've only lost 5 pounds in, what, 5 months?
Yeah.
Is a pound a month bad?
Don't know. Do you want to get Mo on?
No.
Okay, we're good.
I feel like it's not good.
Hey, with that being said, you can tell how many friends we've got, and we'd like to have you join the show as well. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. Just getting started. Going to take you all the way till 4 during the break. Barry's going to go try and hunt down a chair. And Corey, you hang tight. We're going to get you on because we have so much to do and so many people trying to reach the show. We can't claim the shortest wait time, only the best. We'll be back to get your call after the break. Don't go anywhere. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you about them for a long time. They are good friends of mine, and I personally only do business with wheels, tires, and the things that I need for my car with American Wheel and Tire for very good reason. They've been in business for over 30 years. Mike and Tammy have been running the shop for over 15. They're conveniently located 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. But more importantly than just what their name says, which is wheels and tires, they do so much more. Go to AmericanWheelandTire.com and check out all the unique ways they have customized vehicles in the Houston area. From pro athletes in town that only go there because they know that they're going to get the best, to people that just in everyday life want a different look for their car, truck, or SUV, they go to American Wheel and Tire. You can get Kevlar wraps. You can get steps. You can get lights. You can get bumpers. You can do so much more. And if you're needing wheels and tires, you can do that with customs. Or if you've got damage to a wheel and tire and those big name stores are telling you you've got to replace them, they can normally repair rims and tires, save you a whole lot of money, do it all while you wait because their warehouse is right around the corner and everything is in stock, including dealer rims and tires for stock options. They do it all. And they take care of you in the process, comfortable waiting room, a big window where you can watch your vehicle being worked on if you choose. Your technician's always going to come talk to you, tell you what's being done, what's not being done, what you need, what you don't. It's just because they want you to keep coming back whenever you think anything, wheels, tires, or your vehicle. So check them out, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, or AmericanWheelandTire.com. So tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Fourth quarter on one occasion. Another block shot. Rejected shot by Capella, who has been a one-man wrecking crew inside for the Rockets. His fourth quarter, they're shooting 31%. Mitchell drives. Capella there. A rejection by Capella. Here's a drive by Mitchell. In to go there. Capella, the bounce. Packs it away with another block shot. Capella. Mitchell's got 9 rebounds and 25 points. The pump fake and the try. Capella swats it away.
And with the tumble finger wave afterwards.
I'm a big Kevin Harlan fan.
Yeah.
I used Capella ever since he became a Rocket. That one I was like,
are you accusing the great Kevin Harlan?
I am.
Stealing
from
you,
sir? He is a thief.
Is it stealing or is it we
tipping
we have
the cap.
This, no, we have this debate in comedy a lot about parallel thought versus stealing. Because when I was in Tulsa, the headliner that I worked with named Landry, he and I had about 30 minutes of material that was almost identical. I've never seen him perform. He's never seen me perform. But it's just one of those trains of thought that when we talked about things, I'm like, how do you have something so specific as a woman farting at night joke? Like, that does not a joke that a lot of comedians have. But he and I both had one. We both had a sleep while you're sleeping in the middle of the night, you pull a muscle joke. Like, it's too specific. So maybe it was parallel thought. Maybe he didn't steal from you.
Stop trying to be my wife.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to be
my wife is devil's advocate. I mean, anything I could say,
no.
I mean, if it's sunny today without a cloud in the sky, and I could say, what a clear day,
that's
she'd go,
just, that's
it's just cloudy, it's
that,
overcast.
That's just women. Women are always going to be contradictory to us.
Annoying.
But, no, I'm just saying, it happens a lot in comedy, and it probably happens in that profession as well. Plus, a cappella, I mean, it's kind of right there, right? Capella, a cappella. Mm. No?
It takes a little thought. There was other ones.
I'm not saying that it didn't take thought, but I'm saying that if you're going to come up with a saying for every player, yeah. Right?
But you're accusing the Rockets as well, because they always use that, like, in-game, a cappella.
Yeah, they use that one. They use, remember, I even started with Band of
Especially
Brothers.
Especially when they do that singing bit that they used to do with Clint. They always use it with a cappella.
And I did the Band of Brothers. I started that one. They even did a poster based on it. With when we had Jason Terry and Josh Smith and all the guys and Corey Brewer and all the guys wore headbands, and they totally took credit for that too. So that's not surprising.
Somebody said during on the text line during the Jazz game, during the Rockets game last night, it took me forever to spot a black Jazz fan, and when I thought I did, it was Chris Paul's brother.
So accurate, as well as
so
hilarious.
White.
Perfectly described. Absolutely. Because
why do the Jazz have different colors? They should just be white on white. That should be their team colors. White and whiter white. Like super white and then kind of white or off white and white. Why do they even use colors?
And speaking of colors.
Utah so
white. What are their colors? Because the crazy thing is, and obviously there is nothing else to do in Utah because not a single person aside from Chris Paul's brother, I think, did not dare not put that t-shirt on. The whole freaking building. But when they wear the rainbow astro-colored jerseys, the whole building becomes red and yellow. And I was like, oh, if you're a Rocket, you're loving that. You walk into that for game 3, you're like, I got no problem with that. It's our colors. But then they go back, and because they went back to the purple, green, and yellow ones, then they went yellow last night. But it's like, what are you doing? Pick a color or two and stick with it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I applaud the Jazz for doing something different. I mean, to me, even
you
the
realize they switch out the courts too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I mean that's cool.
I think it's great. I love that. I mean, we've talked about this 1,000 times on the show, but I like teams that switch up the unis and keep it fresh. And it's to me, it's smart marketing too because people are always going to want to buy the new ones.
Yep.
But I think Oregon nailed it. They do it all the time. I think every team, if they had the opportunity, should do it. If they have the funds.
And you
to
know
do
who started
so.
It was the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks started it when they first came in the league because remember they had sleeveless, like four different hats. And from a marketing merchandising perspective, they're killing it.
Yep. But man, so
but
I
if you're playing the Rockets, excuse me real quick though, if you're playing the Rockets and you're red based, you probably for a big playoff game don't want to give your opponent's colors paint the whole arena with red.
No. They didn't do that.
Yeah, for game 3.
No,
it was red with yellow in the end zones.
It was the opposite. It was red in the end zones with yellow on each side.
All right. Well, anybody, right? I even have ex-coworkers that are now with the Jazz going, why in the hell are we telling all of our fans to wear the colors of the team coming in?
Well, because it went yellow, orange, and then red, and then dark red. But, yeah, I don't know. That is kind of dumb. But whatever.
Corey's been waiting a while. Corey wants to get in here. We appreciate you, Corey. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, before you cut the break, you were talking about how you one of your goals is to make everybody's day better. Man, I ain't calling about sports. I just want to let you know, between the comedy and just everything y'all talk about, man, you add an extra layer to my day that is absolutely fantastic. Your guys' show versus the Blitz or the Bench, hands down, the best. Keep doing what you're doing. I love y'all. And by the way, I drink my coffee from a cup that says Kobayashi at the bottom.
All right, cool. So you think we're better than the Blitz, right, Corey?
Nick.
Dang it. Why do we owe you Mike when they do that?
He owe you Mike'd you before you could exploit it. But, Corey, we appreciate you, man.
Let's go ahead and rack Corey. Best caller in the business.
Yeah.
Smartest person I think I've ever ran into on radio, by the way.
He's genius. Gone, but super not smart. Forgotten. Because if you remember, all you got to do is just go, Corey, we had one more question for you. Can you call back?
No, please don't start that.
Back. Yeah, Corey,
please
call back. See? Call back. Tell us why we're better than the Blitz.
Don't start that.
713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN.
You're going to start that bleep storm again?
Well, because I know AJ's
it's
here early today.
It's too early in the show.
So he might be listening.
It's way too early in the show to be starting that.
No, he's napping.
Yeah. Did you see? He looked like, you want to talk about somebody that looked like they played kickball.
Yeah. That guy looked like he played kickball.
AJ looks like a semi-pro kickball player. He's like, yeah, I get paid in like gummy worms and sunflower seeds.
What? Got a big dodgeball tournament this weekend.
And bro, your wife shrunk your shirt. You need a, your shirt don't fit. If the shirt don't fit, you need to quit. Like, stop.
Thank you, Johnny Cochran.
Stop it. No, he would be hammering me. Look, and
I
then,
told you,
look,
Nick, Corey was going to call back. All you had to do was
go. We can stand this break.
Not
Corey, welcome to the program. How you doing, sir?
Welcome back.
You're killing me, Nick.
I appreciate you having me back. Hey, here's why you're better than the Blitz. Is because AJ's too full of himself, and Fred's too old to know jack crap about anything. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't have a bunch of teeth, if he's missing teeth and his gum is half chewed. That dude is so old, man. He's got freaking underwear in his drawer older than me. And I'm freaking 30 years old. I guarantee you he's got socks with holes in them that Mother Teresa used to wear. Like, come on. I love you guys. But you bring a comedy level to the show that nobody else brings. And it's funny to listen to you guys. And you're accurate with your sports analogy. Of course you're better than the Blitz. Of course you're better than the Bench. Come on.
We're going to be at war with every show on that.
I appreciate it, sir.
I just want to make a note here that this was all Nick Shaw.
Barry would like to take the opposite of the disclaimer at the start of the Blitz. The words you hear and the voices and opinions are not necessarily the opinions of Barry Laminack and Joel Blake.
I swear to God, if Patrick calls this show, I'm out. I am leaving. I am not doing this again. Look what you've done, Nick. Now they're calling again. Those are our brethren, Nick.
Nick's getting in every show besides ours to hate us.
I wish, turn the camera on yourself because you are laughing so hard right now.
I am
it's
too,
the
though.
Funniest thing.
I'll turn the camera on myself when AJ comes in and throws a head kick at me because it might happen. It might happen.
Throws a bunt cake at you?
What?
What'd you say? Head kick.
Oh, a head kick. Bro, he can't get his head up that high. His leg up that high anymore. He can't.
I'm the one that's feeling this.
15 knee surgeries later and a barbecue tour of Texas, he ain't head kicking nobody.
All right. Corey, we appreciate you. Justin, we see you. We'll continue to roll on. We'll even talk Rockets. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's out. My jewelry is louder than the engine sound. Big ass rocks like on the ground. Dirty like socks, that's fun. ESPN 97.5.
This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of hour number one of the big show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's The Usual Suspects. We appreciate you guys being suspects of the show, chiming in with important, relevant
white
information.
Magic, White Magic checking in on Twitter.
He's been great lately. So yes. We're glad he's in.
1:00 p.m. he checked in. So yep.
Good stuff.
Right on time.
And by the way, in Telfair, it's not only that intersection I was talking about, but I forgot. Aside from the intersection where the two cars have ended up in the lake, they're at the corner of University and Westcott. It's also a three-way stop. And if you go straight through, there could not be any more warning signals than bushes, an uphill climb, and a red brick wall. And within the last 6 months, we also had a vehicle late night not only crash through it, but keep going till they reached the back door of the house that was there. It took them over 2 months to fix the wall, but they couldn't find the driver right away.
For those who are just tuning in, you're talking about...
Yes. because segment one, you did it too, so I'm not... You guys are always correct me.
Well, I was just trying to clarify. Yeah,
In my neighborhood, now three cars in the last 6 months have, at night, not been able to see that the intersection is only three-way stop with something very devastatingly dangerous going straight ahead, and yet they still proceeded to go straight ahead into some severe danger.
Chan said, coming this summer, ESPN 97.5 Civil War.
I saw that.
I'm not salty. Pink Valkyrie says, oh, I see Barry is hating on women today. No, I'm hating on everybody. I'm hating on everybody.
Chan was hating on Nick. Christina tried to blame me for the gum.
Did she?
Yeah.
That was probably accurate.
They did some crazy thing Friday night where they decided you put at in your search and the last four or five people that pop up in your search are people that you'd have to go to battle with.
Yeah.
And I was one of them for her, and she goes, I definitely think that Joel would be one of the two guys that gets me killed.
Probably accurate. Somebody said, your caller Corey just made me change my mind on your show. Y'all drop back to second.
That's nice.
Oh, God, you guys, this is a great day already. I'm having so much fun.
Justin wants to get in here. You may have more fun.
Wait, hey, we have to cap the blitz call. Yes. This is the last blitz call.
Should we even take this?
It's up to you guys. We don't have to.
You started this. You finished
take
it
Justin
and defended
it.
Yeah, we should take him.
Justin, be nice.
Justin, what's up?
It's not that bad, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm listening the other day. When y'all first got the new setup in there, but the first segment they talked about the broken mic the whole time. Nothing sports related at all. I wait for the commercial break. We come back. We talk about how one of them's too bald and he needs to be less bald. No sports. And then the third segment, the 45. I wrote a text of how appalled I was at the show. That's how bad it was. The only time they talked about sports in the 45 minutes I listened that day was one of them had like a hockey bet, like a hot tip on a hockey game or something.
Fred.
And then the other one talked about a possible merger for some MMA cheap internet rights or something. I couldn't believe it. And I told him, I was like, you know, the Rockets are in the playoffs right now. They're the number one seed in the playoffs. And the champion Astros are playing baseball. It's just shocking to me. I just don't get it. Go Lions. I'll hang up with you.
Man.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
I can't hate on – I mean – there's a lot of times where we don't talk sports a lot, so I'm not getting mad.
Maybe like speak today? For yourself. Anyway, so did you guys catch the cricket game with Durham? He'd be like, what? That's the sport you talk? Look, I'm not going to. It's all in good fun, but we definitely don't talk a lot of sports on this show, too, at times.
Whatever's pertinent or whatever's happening, or have some fun with it.
It's a big feel thing. It's not like we're. Because I feel like other stations. That's kind of why it's more boring, because they're like, all right, we've got to talk sports. You get 1 2-minute non-sports segment an hour. So for 2 minutes, you can go off the script and not talk sports. I feel like that. Now, I don't listen all the time, but that's what I love about this. Somebody asked me, like, well, what is it? Are you guys all sports on ESPN? And I was like, no. Do you remember Maxim magazine? Do you guys remember Maxim?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I always describe our show and this station as kind of Maxim magazine. It's just guys radio. It's a lot of sports, but it's a lot of other stuff too. And sometimes you get, sometimes we'll go 2.5 hours of nothing but sports. I thought last week we were, a couple of days, we were very sportsy.
Well, it depends on what's going on too.
And we talked a lot about it, but there was a lot going on. And then there's other days, like on Fridays, a lot of times we don't do a lot of sports, although last week we did.
Yeah.
And especially with NBA playoffs, I feel like it gets redundant. You can only ask the same question when you're in a seven-game series in NBA. Yeah. At least with the NFL, it's one-game elimination.
It's also the position of our show. By the time we get on the air, people have regurgitated every possible take on what happened the night before.
And not only that, you don't want to – I mean, I'm all for let's talk about the game that was on last night. Let's talk about the – but I don't want to do it for 3 and 4 segments. That gets old because all we end up doing is repeating ourselves. The three of us just making the same points we've been making for 2 segments. So you just got to keep it moving, keep it fun. I mean, you know, we'll give opinions and stuff. But we do appreciate the support, Justin, for sure.
And everybody, Corey and everybody else, because we're building this thing a day at a time, and we appreciate how you guys have jumped on board.
Barry gets so nervous when I do that.
Because!
He never gets nervous on the show, but when I talk about the Blitz, he gets nervous.
I love it. I love it.
I know you
I think you're fantastic at it. And I think that just like anything else in life, if you're good at something, keep doing it.
We're cool with the Blitz. It's careful. All good.
Yeah, well, we're trying to be. You, on the other hand, are not cool with the Blitz.
AJ takes shots at me.
You tweeted a shot of a car this weekend. He took a shot at you for that.
Yeah, he's like, get a real job.
Yeah, he said, you don't make big boy money to get that car. He deserved it. Never mind. He deserved it. Fred,
that's a nice car.
Fred's
though.
Kind of a...
No, Fred doesn't really do it like AJ, though.
BS. Well, Fred will come in here and be your best friend, and the minute that the mic goes on, well, that show before us, it's not as good as us. Who listens to that anyway? I mean, let's talk about hockey.
He did try to say I was stupid last week.
Yeah, that too.
He did take a shot at your intellect.
And I was like, well, touche. Okay, you're probably pretty accurate. I'm not getting into a battle of wits with Fred. That dude's smart. You can't be an editor of the Chronicle if you're stupid.
But you just understand you're smart without trying to take shots at other guys.
I just mastered there, and there.
And you just masturbated what?
2, 2, and 2. I just
the difference between there, like the apostrophe.
He was trying to. I heard it.
Oh, I thought you didn't get it.
Yeah. And just keep, you got to keep it moving.
No, come on, Nick. The beauty of Nick is it fits right in.
Nick's like, what? No, it's like THE. We got it, Nick.
It's like Barry was saying about the show. At least we're not at that other
station.
You never
know. He might have not knew. No,
I know exactly
about.
What you're talking about. But like your point too. If you were at another station in this market. They come in with a gas-powered red, white, and blue tool, and they fire the thing up and go, you will talk football for 3 hours. Yeah. We don't have to do
football
that.
Football town.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm glad we don't. All right, let's talk Rockets.
Hey, let's
talk about
it.
We got 2 minutes left in this segment. Let's
break
it down.
We can start talking about it. I thought, by the way, seriously, again, it's tough when you go to an all-national format for the TV because they missed a lot last night. They missed... where Harden got into it with Spider Mitchell because they bumped shoulders after a three-point play by Donovan Mitchell. And Harden had something to say about it. They missed that. But then they tried to go back to it like an hour later. It was too late. And then everybody saw, including Chris Paul, was very, very animated about the fact that they were escorting a guy from a seat in the front row by the Rockets bench. And everyone thought, even the National Network was kind of referencing the fact Chris Paul must have said something because Keith Jones, the trainer, was trying to hold him back. Then we find out after the game that the officials tried to kick out Chris Paul's brother.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, and Chris Paul had to talk him out of it.
Wow, so that's who that was. I did see that was him and another guy wearing red sitting up front, and then he's the one that got kicked out,
His brother
right?
had a plaid shirt on.
Yeah, and so I saw an African-American guy in a red shirt getting, and I was like...
Only one in the building?
Was he? Yeah. Not on the court. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not playing or coaching.
I was like, man, is he getting escorted out? He looks like a Rockets fan. Why is he leaving? Was he heckling the Rockets?
CP's security guy had to go, whoa, 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 to the security for the arena going, no, he's Chris Paul's brother.
Yeah.
And it turns out, as the story goes, the guy next to him was taunting the referee, but he immediately turned and basically the referee turned and as Chris Paul's brother says, In the story that he gave to the Chronicle and others, he said the referee's words were, I didn't see him say it, but I know it was him, and they were going to toss him for it. Hmm. And the guy was, Chris Paul's brother he played at Hampton and he played at North Carolina Upstate in college, And this guy was an official that refereed Chris Paul's brother's games when he played, but just pointed him out and said, you're gone.
It's yeah.
Welcome to Utah.
All of all the a-holes in the crowd, that's who they want to throw out. Like, I'm sure there was enough D-bags sitting everywhere else that you could do something about.
He just said he's the only black guy that's not playing or coaching. Yeah, I'm sure the security guy was like, you're not from here, are you?
Yeah, you profile much?
You're going to have to come with me.
Of all the stuff that was said, they were like, well, everything that was just said must have been the black guy. Yeah, we're throw
exactly.
Him out.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Jeez. All right, we'll start getting into some more in-depth Rockets talk after the break. But before we get to the break, I want to tell you about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. Texas Can Academies has been doing a great job here in Houston for quite a while, and it's all because of donations from people like you. What that means is if you've got a vehicle laying around collecting rust and dust, even if it's not working anymore, maybe it was damaged in the hurricane and whether it was insured or not, you don't want to spend extra money to have it towed away, but it's really doing you no good on your property. All you got to do is pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226. You log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They give you a nice tax deduction. You mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card, and that's where the process really begins because they turn your donation into resources for kids that are looking to avoid distractions as they try and focus on their books and get a second chance at getting their education. That means these kids, if they're hungry, can't focus. They can't focus maybe because they don't have eyeglasses. They're trying to study books that they can't afford to pay for. Or maybe they can't even get to school. Well, all they do is they take your donation and they turn it into resources so kids get warm meals, book money, eyeglasses, bus fare, all the things that avoid the distractions so kids can focus on the books. It's a great program. It's all Houstonians helping kids in the H-Town area, and it's all because of you. So if you can donate, please consider 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee deep in hour number one of the 3-hour show. We call The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We've been kicking it around a little bit. We're going to get down to some hard basketball talk here in a minute, but it's been fun already as we open up another week. Sports and stuff, doing our thing, you know. Oh, you're so
those are my buddies. I can't do that, but everybody else.
Wow, you really sound like Fred right there.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good Fred impression, even though you weren't trying to do Fred.
It wasn't.
Yeah, that was Fred doing his Canadian. That was pretty good.
Oh, hey. Don't you know? You betcha.
So I'm taking you watch the games.
I did.
I only saw the Rockets game, I'll admit. So I can't talk about the other stuff. I mean,
I watched a little of the Astros, but not
too much. I watched those games too.
I kind of was out on the Astros this weekend.
No, we'll get to that a little later. But
yeah.
I mean, look, from a Rockets perspective, we talked about this on Friday. We asked where they're going to be come Monday. And I thought they'd be up 3-1, and they took care of business. And what I like is they're getting some production from Eric Gordon. It's still sporadic, but they're still getting it. I love that they got under the Jazz fans' skin and everybody else because they're making this huge deal about Harden and you know, and flopping and getting too many calls. But if you look around the league, and we were talking about this with AJ before the show, and Nick, we brought up some of the different things that happened. Yeah, but look, if you watch the Golden State New Orleans series, Steph Curry has mastered the acting art form of contorting and acting like he got hit by a sniper every time he shoots the ball too. And if the officials call it, then it is what it is. You know what? They've mastered the system.
I will say this. One of my specific notes was the fact that the Jazz were at like Olympic level flopping last night. That said, so was Harden. Harden is a flopper. If you say he's not, you're fooling yourself and you're just letting your Rockets red colored glasses skew what you're seeing on the court. But Harden is a flopper. He sells the foul more, right? Like that one where he got hit in the back of the head, that really didn't affect his shot, but he sold the foul and he did get hit. Technically, it was a foul. Was it big enough to knock him off his shot and make it be an air ball? No. Absolutely not. But he did his job and he sold it. But I just thought the Jazz last night, man, they just kept hitting. Rudy Gobert, for as big as he is, if he gets knocked over like that, I mean, Capella would fart and he would fall down. It's like, bro, you're too big to be flopping around like that. Nobody's moving you like that.
I think the bigger thing is, in watching the two games this weekend, is the Jazz have no one to blame but themselves. Because not necessarily
in
game three.
Tons of missed opportunities.
But yeah, every time they got it down to five or they got it in single digits and they got the ball, they took bad shot, after four shot, after three contested. You're like, that's not who they are. That's not how they got to where they were. And Jay Crowder came back to reality. He was like one of 11 after he had the big opening round.
Ingles.
Ingles was
that
up
was
and
the
down.
Big one for me.
But overall, as a team, offensively, you're not good enough to be taking quick shots off the break in transition. You need to run the clock. You need to, you know, run some screens, run your offense. But if you want to keep doing that, go right ahead, because you're playing into the Rockets' hands.
And that's why I don't put an incredible amount of weight in three-point shooting percentage, because I remember Polillo talking about Ingles being a 44% three-point shooter for, I don't know, the past two seasons. Yeah. Look, it doesn't matter if you're not taking the shots. If you're not taking a bunch of three-point shots, it doesn't matter. If you're taking 7-8 a game, like I think that's what was the case in at least one of the games of either game three or game four, or maybe even both for Ingles, it doesn't matter. That's how Ryan Anderson has been able to fool everybody. He had a 39 or 38% shooting percentage from behind the line. It doesn't mean you're a good three-point shooter.
He went 2 of 7 and 2 of 7 at home.
Okay.
From three-point range.
It's going to make your percentage look a lot better.
Yeah. And we talked about the fact that when the Jazz got that big win in Houston, he went off. And that was a big part
and
of that
as
win.
As did Crowder.
He had 27. And Crowder went off as well with 15. Burks added 17. They did, the role players for the Jazz at home didn't contribute like they did, like they did in the win. And you kind of knew Ingles was going to come back down to earth. He had 6 points and 15 points in both losses. And again, we said, I made the point specifically, he scored 27. This isn't a guy that's averaging 27. If you can take 17 away from that, and guess what? That's a different ball game that they lost. So you got a career game out of Ingles. You got the win. Good for you, Jazz. But
That's why we said, you said six, Nick and I said five, because again, kind of like the Minnesota series, hey, they took their shot, they got one game, but this overall, there's too much talent on the Rockets team. And the point about Ingles that I'll make too is, and I said this last week, he needs a calendar if you're going to time his release. That doesn't make you a great three-point shooter. You know, you got to be able to shoot it quickly, shoot it when it's contested, get it off in traffic. But man, unless he's butt naked, getting some suntan lotion on, waiting to catch the ball, it's a totally different ballgame for him. He's not going to be able to make that shot with people running at him.
And he admitted that the Rockets didn't change too much defensively in terms of perimeter defense on him, and he still got good looks. So just to throw that out there.
My big problem with Ingles is his shoes.
You're all over that.
Them low-top old-ass sneakers. Like, he looks like...
I think they're Kobe's.
No.
Yeah.
Don't know. Do.
Those are Nick like, and check
Kobe,
it next game.
He looks like he's playing.
They are the Kobe.
He looks
lows.
Like he's playing in gangster Nikes. Those Cortez. We used to call them Bullets.
Or Bruins. Yeah.
Like those.
No. Here's the thing I hate about him. He's this generation's version of like a Matt Harpering. He just wants to get under everybody's skin. He wants to start fights. He was throwing shoulders after the whistle with Paul, with Harden, with P.J. Tucker. And P.J. finally was just like, which we've said we wanted to see. P.J. was like, ain't playing all that. Even when he hit him in the face, he's like, he's just whiny little bee, and he walked away. I like that. P.J. Tucker as an enforcer was like, we know your game. You're just trying to rile people up. Sit down and go get a tissue for your eye.
And that's the reason why I give P.J. Tucker a little bit of a pass in terms of offensive productivity. If you really want, they played well. The Rockets played well. But if you want me to nitpick, I still expect more from Gordon and Ariza. P.J. Tucker, when he doesn't score a lot of points, at least he's doing his job defensively, being that semi-enforcer that we've been talking about.
He and Luke, if they do it defensively, they're doing all they have to do.
And Luke didn't score that much either.
Right.
If we can get a little bit more... And I said we, but if the Rockets could get a little bit more out of Ariza and Gordon, I think that would do wonders for this squad, especially going forward in the event they get past the Jazz and they play the Warriors. So I think that's a really important factor for the Rockets.
The biggest surprise for me of the game, it was the play of Capella. The fact that we all know he can block shots, But my God, that dude was blocking, it seemed like, everything.
Well, at the end, he got, what, like five
Donovan them, Mitchell. Yeah. By the way, the tech that he got on the Donovan Mitchell jump ball thing, I thought that was a BS call.
Yep.
There's no way he should have gotten a tech. Mitchell obviously showed him up, and all he did was clap and say, yeah, I like that, I like that. Like, why was that technical foul worth
it? In the referee's opinions, that's antagonizing. That's making it worse instead of walking away from it.
You can see he caught himself.
Any grown-ass man is not going to walk away from him. He's being talked to like
that. But he caught himself, and he didn't let go to shove him back. He didn't do it. He just started clapping and said, yeah, I like that, I like that. That's not a technical foul. With all the bitching and moaning that Harden and Chris Paul and everybody else did, that's what you give a tee to? If you wanted to tee anybody up, you should have teed up Harden 1,000 times.
I'll tell you what I like, though.
For all the bitching and hand flailing and all that he does.
When you're called out like that, you find out the makeup of the man. A lot of guys will start to, in their arena, and then they start getting, you know, fans start booing them or whatever. You can curl up a little bit and change your demeanor. Boy, did he step up. Those 5 blocks in the fourth quarter and did the Dikembe finger wag. He had Olajuwon out of his seat. He was so fired up. That was a big Clint Capela coming out party on a national stage. We all know what he can do.
Yeah.
We work with Nick every day. But the bottom line is, on a national perspective, people were like, this guy's going to get paid.
What he did differently is he anticipated when he's supposed to jump for that block shot, because that's like one of the biggest things when you're trying to get a block. You got to almost jump at the same time the person is shooting. And he anticipated the block so well, only late in the game, but I think it's going to be a confidence booster going forward. So props to Capela. You know, it's not going to take much for me to give props to Capela.
No.
So. No, we know that.
No, he played like a man.
You want to get it before we get it?
Yeah, let's get this.
Terry, let's get you in here on the Rockets real quick. Terry, what's up?
How y'all doing? How y'all?
What's up, Good Terry?
Day. All right, man. Hey, man, I love the show, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. I'm a long-time listener for the first-time caller.
Thank you.
I wanted to drop a little jewel on y'all, man. I overheard a little nugget AJ dropped last week. He had said, after y'all got off and they came on, somebody hit his headphones. So y'all kind of remind me of the movie Neighbors. Y'all like the young frat boys that had the party and then threw the toilet paper out in the yard. And when they wake up, the niggas say they the old finger wagging old men. Just, man, those kids and that stuff. But I had a couple of points I wanted to make, man, for the Rockets. What I wanted to say was, man, I think we was up like 17 points. And I think that Utah was missing a lot of shots, man. We came down and fired up like 5 threes in a row and missed like every last one of them. And I was just trying to figure out why, you know, we gonna constantly keep shooting the three. I mean, if we cold and miss a couple of them, what's so bad about driving to the basket? Even if you're throwing the live pass or just making a layup, what's wrong with that? Another thing I wanted to say was we had 3 double-digit victories just this year. I don't know if there's any history, if y'all know anything about that. I think it was 17, 13, and 10. But I wanted to know what y'all thought about us, you know, shooting a lot of threes all the time. And just, I mean, I understand, you know, that, but we can't always do that against good teams, especially Golden State. They're good shooters, too.
Appreciate the call, Terry. Thanks for chiming in, man. We appreciate you listening. I agree with him. I mean, look. We said that's how Eric Gordon got his stroke back, was you got to get a rhythm, get to the line, go to the basket. And for as bad as he's been for a series and a half, he found it because he got a rhythm. He got a couple of drives to go. He got a couple free throws to go. Next thing you know, he made a couple threes. But as a team, I completely agree with what Terry's saying, simply because of the fact that they kind of fell into the Utah trap of then trying to rush a lot of shots instead of just attacking. As long as the Rockets are attacking, whether it's threes or layups, D'Antoni's going to be happy. But even on the break, they were passing up a layup or a chance to get to the basket and kicking it back, and they weren't making the shots, and they could have really put the Jazz away. And that can burn you in the next series when you got a little bit more talent on the floor and a little more offense.
Well, they went 2 of 9 at one point. I remember hearing in 6 minutes, with 6 minutes left, they had gone 2 of 9, and that's when it was like, oh, God, this is getting ugly. They fortunately, it didn't. My thing is, I don't mind them shooting those threes. That's this team. I've been saying it all year that it's going to be hot and cold, but that's what got this team to where they're at, shooting the three, not just taking the layup when it's there, but kicking it out and creating that open three by getting to the rim and then kicking it back out again. I don't mind it. You just have to know you're going to have to live with the fact that they're going to go cold for a while and hopefully get that back. And sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. You know, but it's, I think it's a team with enough shooters, with enough of them that they can weather a storm of a guy like Eric Gordon who doesn't.
Or you can, and I know we got to go to break, or you can just do it. I mean, Chris Paul does a pretty good job of getting that mid-range jumper right around the free throw line as well. And
that's
made a lot of them in
and
game
I feel
four.
Like, yeah.
You could do that too. You don't have to just drive to the basket.
Well, I think most of those guys, though, they don't like Chris Paul's grandfathered in, because Joel will be the first to tell you the Rockets don't like those shots. They want two shots. They want a shot at the rim or a three-point shot. I mean, that's all that analytics stuff. So they don't mind a guy like Chris Paul taking it. Last year they said Nene was the guy that was grandfathered into the mid-range shot. Chris Paul, though, for him, that mid-range shot right at the free throw line, that you can hear Matt Bullard all year say, it's like a layup to him. So,
yeah, and the thing is, I'm saying on a layup that's not contested, or you've got a clean lane to one side of the rim or the other, you got to take that because that's an easy two. If there's two guys waiting for you, then I completely understand kicking it out. But even D'Antoni softening up his stance. Post-game, he was like, I mean, Chris Paul is one of the best mid-range jump shooters in the game. When he gets his shot, we got to give it to him. Now
that's
you're
why
playing
I say,
smart.
Kind of,
for the
he's
playoffs.
Kind of grandfathered in.
Yeah, he's allowing that to happen. Right, Manny, we see you. We'll get you to start hour number two. We'll continue to talk a little bit of the Rockets, and then we'll continue to transition, talk about the Astros or the playoff series and anything that's on your mind. Give us a call, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with hour number two. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.